what made Prince so special to me, he was Prince. I watched him shape himself into that star. His form of communication was strictly through writing music. He wasn't a man of many words, so you spent a lot of time recording. If you were lucky enough to be in a room recording with him, that was intimacy at its finest.
Prince was special to me because he's one of the only people I ever met that dedicated his every waking moment to being an artist. What's so funny is when we first met, we were both super shy with each other. It took until we started playing music together to really connect, and then we were like brother and sister.
He had those actual cues that he had for certain things, so he could improv on certain things during the show, and he could have hand signals or an actual verbal cue or something else. There was one thing where he literally dropped a hanky, and we had to watch that hanky drop, and when it hit the floor, that horn punch had to hit right when the hanky dropped and hit the floor. You know, those kinds of things. Or hold up, how many horn punches are we going to do? And if you were unlucky enough to have him standing somewhere where you saw it straight on like that, can you see three fingers there? No. You don't know for sure. So you either laid out and let everybody else who saw it hit the horn punches, or you guessed and hoped that you got it right.
The first time I ever heard Prince was walking by the studio that he was in at Moonsound, and I just looked in there and I saw the afro. Next thing I know, I was working, I was punching him in. And later in that same studio, I heard him play the piano by himself for the first time. The piano was actually just at his command, and it was just a magical moment.
Prince was extremely special. There was no stopping the flow of his creative process. He would go into the studio and he would write, complete the song in a 24-hour period. It would be mixed and ready to go. Just that, just the creative part, when he was not even being creative, he was still in this sort of, his inner world was so, it was so full, and he could access it better than most of us could.
You know, it's funny, in life, there are these anomalies that happen. I think Prince was this incredible anomaly because he just seemed to have got it all. It's like when he passed through the line, God was giving out talent and everything. It's like he tripped and fell on the bucket that had all of that stuff in it, and he just took a lot from it. It's like a lot of other people probably missed what they were supposed to get because he got everything. I just asked him, I said, how are you so good at everything?
As a keyboard player, you know, that's what I learned the most from him was, he's like, Tommy, produce it. As you're playing, you're producing. You know, that's a big thing I learned from him. It's a live keyboard player. It's like literally producing a record. So as you go, you're making choices constantly of, do I add this? Do I add this higher note or a lower voicing? That was a big thing where it's like the choices you make performing is, you're producing it as you go. So
No, the rehearsal process was grueling. I mean, we would rehearse. Because he wanted it perfect, because that's all he wanted to do was play anyway. So, you know, we would jam for 2 hours before we would even actually start rehearsing. So he picked the guitar up, all right, here we go. So here we go, you know, 2 hours just rocking, you know, then everybody's loose. So then finally we'd get into the structure of the show and start rehearsing the songs. So, and he would stop the band, start the band, stop the band, start the band, try this, let's do this, let's try that, you know, let's do this, you know. And then after that, after all the rehearsal, he said, let's go in the studio. So then we would go in the studio and record. Then after we would get through recording, he would come back, start working with the lighting director and the choreography. I mean, he had a structure in his head of how he wanted things to go. And it was amazing to watch him work. And I was like, wow, man. It's like, this is just crazy.
So, you know, his drive, his creativity, his willingness to stretch, push the boundaries. He was unhinged, man. You couldn't, I mean, you know, there were no boundaries. And again, now, he was just another fella in the hood. He was just OG from North Minneapolis, man. And, you know, he hung out and played ball with everybody. He had his path. He knew where he was going. He did him. By all means, he did him.
What's my favorite Prince song? Well, my favorite Prince song is actually Black Muse. I could say like it was me, but I think that was a true testament to all of his muses. I think the best part about his catalog is that there is a song for every emotion. He felt all his emotions. He felt them through. I think that nowadays we kind of stop ourselves. We tell ourselves that we shouldn't sound like this. We shouldn't think like this. We shouldn't be this way. His songs were a true testament that if he felt something, he got it out in song and then moved on to the next emotion. So whatever you're feeling today is your favorite Prince song.